在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Module 3, The Qin Tomb and the Terracotta Warriors. Reading. Activity 8. Read the passage and choose the best summary. The Tomb of Tutankhamun.
It was November 1922, and the British archaeologist Howard Carter was in despair.He had been excavating for some years in Egypt's Valley of the Kings, so called because it was the burial place for the ancient kings of Egypt. He was searching for the tomb of a long-dead pharaoh called Tutankhamun. The reason for Carter's despair was that his employer, Lord Carnarvon, wanted to give up the search. Carter persuaded him that they should continue for a few more months. Within days of starting work again, Carter found the tomb.And on November 26th, he and Carnarvon became the first people to enter Tutankhamun's tomb in over 3,000 years. It was immediately obvious that they had made one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of the 20th century. The inside of the tomb held treasures beyond belief. The Egyptians believed that life continued after death, and over 3,000 treasures had been placed in the tomb.To help Tutankhamun in his journey after death. Inside the burial room were three coffins, one inside the other. The last coffin was made of solid gold. Inside it lay Tutankhamun's mummy. Over his head lay an extraordinarily beautiful gold mask. When the men succeeded in entering a second room, known as the treasury room, they found yet more treasures. In his book,The Discovery of the Tomb of Tutankhamun, Carter described the moment.
Facing the doorway, on the farther side, stood the most beautiful monument that I have ever seen, so lovely that it made one gasp with wonder and admiration.
Carter was describing a chest, covered in gold, surrounded by four statues. These were goddesses of the dead.Graceful, lifelike figures with their arms stretched out to protect the king. Besides the many treasures, the walls of the tombs were covered with murals, pictures that were painted directly onto the wall, showing Tutankhamun at various stages of his journey after death. Because the tomb had remained unopened for thousands of years, the beautifully colored murals were in perfect condition. The treasures, including Tutankhamun's mummy,were moved to the Cairo Museum, where visitors have queued to see them. The discovery created enormous interest in Tutankhamun himself, and although he was not an important king, he is nonetheless the pharaoh that every schoolchild knows about. We have some information about him, but not a great deal. We know that he ruled from 1334 BC to 1325 BC,and that he was 9 years old when he became pharaoh, dying at the age of about 18. It was suspected that he had been murdered, but it is now believed that he died from natural causes. It is a curious thing that an unimportant boy king, ruling for only 9 years, has become, in the eyes of the world, immortal.